This is the SML Podcast.
Because I'm sure it'll probably, like, fucking error and stuff.
Like, errors fucking matter after the shit that we did last week.
That's very true. I'm not really worried about it.
I mean, last week's episode was E3 Tylenol party, because why not?
Is it the same guy punching himself out?
Yes, Anderson Silva knocking out Anderson Silva.
That looks cool. Looks fun.
So what's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris.
We're trying something new with the recording this week.
Just because, you know. Joe's not feeling...
Last time on the SML podcast.
Basically.
You
could actually probably do it like this, Joe. Like, if you see how I'm doing it.
Like this?
Fine. Yeah, that worked good.
This is good.
That sounds a little better.
I'll have to watch my P's and my T's and...
Well, like I said, if you kind of have it, like, off to the side a little bit, so, like, all of the air is being pushed that way, works fine. It works fine.
No, we'll try.
It'll be fine. I'm not worried about
basically
it.
Basically, this week we're holding the microphones because I'm confined to my couch for a while. So instead of sitting at a table and bullshitting, we're sitting on the couch and bullshitting.
Which is, I mean, arguably it may be more fun. Because, I mean, you have your system in front of us and we're just kind of like going through what's on your system right
now. Yeah, but because I have to hold the mic, I can't really play something...
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Which would have been fun. This is why you could have picked up Bogue. We could have had an actual live dummy run from the couch.
Next time.
So, going on.
Well, there's stuff. There's stuff going on. Oh, yeah, Twitch. That's cool.
Well, I know you were just asking about UFC because we were browsing through the marketplace and there were 9 different versions of Bruce Lee available.
Apparently,
to buy.
Yeah. I mean, I heard the news that they were making Bruce Lee available for the game, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool and stuff. But I don't know. I've heard that the game is actually pretty, like, I mean, it's a UFC game. Most UFC games are well received.
Yeah, I played the demo for it, and for people who can get into it, I think they're going to love it, but it is brutally, brutally complicated.
Huh.
Like, the beginning, like, it's like, oh, let's do a quick tutorial so you could get a hang of what's going on, and it's like a 28-step tutorial.
Fighting...
Just fucking start.
Well, I mean, let's be honest, Fighting's a little complicated, right?
Well, it's not because it's not just a fighting game; it's an MMA game. So
well, and that's what I mean.
You have,
like,
to learn
it's
the
supposed
different
to be
striking, advanced striking,
striking,
grappling, ground game, standing up from ground game.
Right. So I mean, like,
it's incredibly complex to learn.
I mean, like, but there's a lot going on. So I mean, a longer tutorial could be justified because there's a lot to learn.
So I figure we can just find a Twitch stream and look.
There's
at
a lot of them.
Yeah, there are. I guess I'll look for one of the ones with a lot of people watching. Because
that's what I normally do.
I'll turn the audio down though, so we don't hear them talking over us talking over them.
Us talking over them, talking over the game, talking over everything.
We heard you like commentary, so we have commentary in your commentary over your commentary with the commentary.
Sounds something like that, yeah.
Thanks, Exhibit.
Thanks, Exhibit.
But yeah, I think people who can learn the ins and outs of the game and really embrace how complex it is will have a hell of a time with it. But for me, no. It's not a game for me.
I don't know. Well, I mean, what? I guess they're doing the training right now? Is that what they're doing
right now?
I guess that's what it is.
Come on, you dicks. Just fucking fight.
They'll get to it. They'll get to it.
I'm sick of your
bullshit. It's a Twitch stream.
We've been in this stream for like 8 seconds now. There's still no fight.
Look at all these fights that are going to happen.
Yeah, I'm definitely impressed with the fight roster and the quality of the scans. Like, we're finally getting to a point where the scans of the fighters look like the fighters.
God forbid.
Instead of like, like, look at any last-gen wrestling game.
Ooh.
And it's like hit or miss. Like, either it kind
of looks
like
the guy. There's some
of
them that
look
really good, and then there's other ones that you're just like, wow. That's
like,
bad.
How the fuck is that ever looking like Triple H? It looks like a bloated, I don't know, not Triple H.
That was the best analogy I ever heard. How is that supposed to be Triple H? That obviously doesn't look like Triple H. It looks like a bigger version to Triple H.
It looks like not Triple H.
Wow, that was a really high kick. That was dumb. Oh, I have a little bit of news. Guess what I got in the mail as part of my my birthday?
Anthrax?
No.
Fuck, it didn't get to you yet then.
I got an HD webcam, so we can start doing some video content. Or I could start doing some video content, and we could do some video content together.
Nice.
So, and I set it up yesterday, and hot damn does it look sexy. Like it looks
you
really
realize
good.
We're sitting in front of a TV with a PS4 with a camera and an Xbox One with a camera, and both are capable of streaming on Twitch.
Well, what the fuck, man? Why aren't we Twitch streaming?
Because you're never here anymore?
Well, that's also because I moved.
Yeah. So if we move back up to Wilkes-Barre, maybe we could actually start streaming shit.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to start streaming shit now that I have a laptop.
I might look for a better stream because the quality on this one took a shit real fast.
It's probably just because it's on there, though.
You're on there.
Sometimes.
Ah, no, I hit back too many times.
Yeah. My
So, what else did you get for your birthday?
Someone got me a Wii U. Someone got me a Wii U. Is the Mario Kart one. That someone is sitting right next to me on the couch.
And the reason why I organized that whole little thing is to shut you the fuck up about not having a Wii U.
And now I have one, and it's wonderful. I love it.
So, tell
Jordan,
us about it.
Jordan, last night, Jordan called it a, like, not the system itself. I was playing Mario Kart with Joe, just with the gamepad. And, Jordan was like, wow, it's like a next-gen version of a Game Gear. I'm like, well, it's definitely a lot more than that. She's like, well, I don't have anything else to compare it to other than a Game Gear. And I'm like, how about like a much, much, much crazier, better version of a 3DS without the 3D? Like...
Fucking Game Gear.
She's just like, but it's big, like a Game Gear.
And I'm like, Game Gear was pretty big.
I'm like, I think this is actually bigger by a lot last time I checked.
I would hope so.
Yeah. I absolutely love it so far. The only thing I'm kind of upset about is the fact that, like, in Mario Kart, you can't, like, talk to the other people while you're racing.
And you can only talk in friend lobbies.
Right, which that's like, meh. But whatever.
To Nintendo's credit, this is Nintendo we're talking about, and that's actually a huge step up.
Right. I mean, like, you know, they are a little behind the times when it comes to their online stuff, but at the same time, like, you know, at least it's kind of there. Like, it's there. The games for the Wii U already make me way happier, you know, about having the system. Mainly just because, like, okay, you know, some of their support for certain features might not be that great, but the game's fucking solid, so you can't fault it on that. Like,
and I'll even give them credit because instead of, like, dedicating bandwidth to people chatting, like, they can dedicate all the bandwidth to keeping
the
race as accurate as possible online.
Which is, I mean, like, I think that's, you know, obviously, when you're playing a game online, that's your priority.
And I will absolutely take silence over a shitty, laggy, bullshit experience.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I understand, like, I like that you can talk at least in the lobbies, you know, like, and that, I think that's fair, because then instead of, like, trying to pay attention to a conversation while you're trying to race, you're just paying attention to the race. And then when the race is over, then you can talk all the fuck you want.
Like, yeah.
So,
like, goddamn, that last fucking lap, I got...
Oh, yeah, it was bullshit.
Lightninged twice. I spun into my own shells from the lightning and dropping my items. 9 people passed me right at the finish line.
I got that lightning that went off. I had just gotten a golden mushroom.
Ugh.
So it was just like, boom, instantly went away. I didn't even get to use it once. I'm like, motherfuck. Like... What is this? What is this?
Trying to work a submission right now.
So you press up, down, left, or right?
Yeah, they're defending in one way, and you pretty much have to match that way while also hitting a stick in the same way to actually pull off the submission. Like, I should re-download the demo. So you could give it a try. Do you want to give it a try?
No, I really don't. Okay. I really don't. Yeah, I mean, it's cool, I guess. It looks great.
It looks incredible. That it's been getting kind of okay reviews. I think on Metacritic, the Xbox One is sitting at a 77 and the PS4 to 69. Oh, imagine that. Multi-platform scoring higher on an Xbox One. Ha, huh? Power isn't everything, fuckers.
Yeah. Well, you know, people are going to say what
but
they want.
So. Everyone is saying that visually they knocked it out of the park. It has an insane level of visual polish on it.
Oh, yeah. You can totally tell even just from watching this right now.
But again, the complaints are it's just how complex it is and how hard it is to learn, which...
Yeah, but again, I mean, like, you know, given the subject matter and given the game, like, I understand. Like, yeah.
And if you played any of the UFC Undisputed games on last gen, you know how complicated they were.
See, I never had a chance to actually play those. So, I mean, I don't know.
There are people bitching about some of the Rostro missions. I think the funniest one is that there's a champion who's not in the game.
There's a what?
A champion. Like, on last month, the pay-per-view, TJ Dillashaw beat Henan Barao for the whatever, God, what are they, bantamweight, flyweight, I don't know, whatever they are, but...
The really light guy one?
The step up from the really light guy.
Oh, okay, whatever.
Yeah, I think flyweight is Demetrius Johnson, but...
No idea.
Henan Barao, he lost the title. Like, this is a guy who hasn't lost in, like...
Ever?
8 years or something stupid, probably longer than that. His last 22 fights he didn't lose, and everyone thought he was just going to steamroll TJ Dillashaw, and TJ Dillashaw picked him apart for 5 rounds and just beat the ever loving fuck out of him.
Huh.
And he's the new champion and he's not in the game.
Well, that's bullshit.
So I can almost guarantee that he'll be one of the first DLC characters.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say, at least they can do that. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's fine. No, I don't know. I mean, it looks great. I think it looks fantastic. So I've never played any of the UFC games, but it's also because I haven't really had, like, too much of an interest with them.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks good. It looks great. So.
And I love the potential for super fights. Like, we're watching one between Jon Jones and Anderson Silva, which is awesome.
But. I mean, it's not... real.
No.
So, you know.
Like, I even mentioned when I played the demo of the game, this is a game I would love to watch people play on Twitch.
Because, oh, yeah, absolutely.
It looks awesome. It looks like a fight. It really does.
It really
It's impressive how good the visuals are in this game. I mean, you can tell it's not really a fight because of how wooden some of the animations can be, but...
But
it's,
I mean,
it's
like,
still,
the
it looks fucking great.
Yeah, no, I think it looks good.
I love that they even have some actual referees in the game.
Well, yeah, I mean, they used to do that for the WWE game, so why wouldn't they do it for this?
Because those referees aren't employees of the UFC.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're employees of the athletic commissions.
I mean, that's still cool.
Yeah.
I get it.
I've tried looking online for a list of all the referees that they got licensed for the game, but I can't find one.
Nobody cares enough. You're the only person.
So far, I've only seen Mario Yamasaki, and this fight has Eve Levine in it. And I'm just waiting for Herb Dean, which is Ashley's favorite ref.
Herb Dean?
Yes.
I mean, it's a great name.
Black dude with, like, really long dreads.
Oh, I actually know what that guy looks like.
Yeah.
I was actually, like as soon as you mentioned, like, oh, they put the referees in, and I'm like, oh, I wonder if they put that black guy with the dreads in.
Like, I'll be watching a fight, and Ashley will have just gone to bed. I'm like, Ashley, guess who the referee for the fight is? And all I hear is, Herb Dean.
I don't know if that picked up, but we'll find out.
Herb Dean.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Did that one pick up?
It looked like it did. I saw the meter go.
Okay, good enough.
I'm not really paying attention to what's going on in my headphones too much. As long as I know that the voices are there, then I'm just like, yeah, whatever.
Good
fucking whatever.
You don't know me. Do what I want.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, look at that. John Jones got his ass kicked. Just like he did against Alexander Gustafsson, and yet the judges still gave John Jones the victory. So I don't know if you follow UFC at all.
Sports. No, I don't at all. I have no interest in the UFC.
It was a title fight. I guess it was close enough that it was one of those, well, anyone could have won it, but Alexander Gustafsson pretty much beat the shit out of John Jones. Like, John Jones went to the hospital afterwards. Alexander Gustafsson posed next to John Jones on a stretcher and tweeted it. But they still gave John Jones the win, which pissed a lot of people off. But that's going to be the next rematch for John Jones. So fingers crossed Gustafsson gets
John Jacob Jingleheimer Jones.
Yes. Even better is when they had the vote for the cover athlete. Like, John Jones was announced as the cover athlete. And then they were going to have a vote to see who's on the cover with him. And instead of Anderson Silva or George St. Pierre or any of, like, the huge names that you would think they would want to put on there, fans voted for Alexander Gustafsson.
Well, there you go.
So I love it. Love it, love it, love it. And I hope he gets the title.
Well, dare,
we've spent a lot of time talking about UFC, amazingly.
Yeah, I didn't think that we would spend at least, 15 minutes talking about UFC. There is a game.
Yeah, I know you wanted to talk about this one.
Yes, I want to talk about the Battlefield Hardline beta. The Battlefield Hardline beta, like, I got into it, downloaded it, and launched it. And as soon as I launched it, I'm like, you mean this isn't Battlefield 4? Like, this is Battlefield 4, right? I'm just playing Battlefield 4. So,
well, first, explain the difference between Battlefield 4 and Hardline. Isn't the main difference now that instead
cops and
of
robbers?
Yeah, instead like of like a like war zone, it's in a city and it's cops versus
it's
criminals.
Cops and robbers. Like, it's still a war when you think about it, because like, and that's the thing. This is what pisses me off. So essentially, instead of them having like tanks and battle helicopters, they have regular helicopters and cars. So it's not like they took the vehicles out. They left them in. They just reskinned them.
Well, I'm sure they control vastly different. Like, a car controls vastly different from a fucking tank.
Speed difference. That's primarily it.
Handling, maybe?
Well, right, but still. Mobility. Like, and here's the thing, too. You look at these maps. The maps are generally smaller than everything else in Battlefield. They're still big, don't get me wrong, but the gameplay essentially is exactly the same. Like, the way that I look at it is, after I played it and after I like had a few rounds and everything like that, the way that I look at it, it's a mod. Like, this is not a full, I mean, it's still in beta, which I understand, but it's not a different game. Like, it's not
it's just like humping.
Like, it's not a different engine. It's not Like, it's really just a reskin with a couple different features, and that's it. That's all it is. So, to me, this game is a mod. Like, if this were to come out for... Like, this could have easily have been, like an Arma mod or a Payday mod or, like, any of those kind of, like, PC-based games. Like, this is definitely something that I could see someone sitting down and coding over a few couple weekends in a month or 2 months and be like, oh, here's this mod that I came out with. Like, this is not a full-fledged game. And without EA having mod support...
I wouldn't say that as a fact yet, because again, it's still in beta and it's just a multiplayer beta.
Well,
like,
right,
we don't know what the full...
It's not a different engine. It's the same fucking engine. It, like, you can't debate that at all. It's the same exact engine.
If it's Frostbite 3, what other engine would they want to use?
Well, right, but they're not altering anything. Like the all it really is, to me, all it really is a reskin. Like, their HUD layout is pretty much exactly the same. The HUD on the right is slightly different because it has a fucking badge when you're the cops. Like that, you know what I mean? But
so you're basically saying it's another Battlefield game, which is what people would want, with new maps, new areas, and a new theme.
Right, but to me... Again,
sounds like a sequel.
No. And that's the thing. That's not a sequel in my eyes. It's a, like, this is a mod. This is a Battlefield 4 mod. This is not a full-fledged game to me, in my eyes. And the thing that sucks about it is everybody that I know that plays Battlefield is going to move over to this game, right? So they're going to start playing this new version of the game, which means you're going to have to, like, pay $60 to buy the new version of the game that you already own, which is essentially just, like this is easily something that could be released as a free mod. Like, or an, even if you want to go as far as an expansion pack onto fucking Battlefield 4 for, like, DLC content. Like, this is not a standalone game, in my eyes. This is easily just something that you can... like, releases DLC if you want to.
Okay, but we don't know what the final product is going to be. If the final game is no single player and four maps, then yeah, it could be released as DLC. I'm going to assume that the final product is going to have a full single player mode along with a multitude of maps, which constitutes a new standalone release.
Well, I don't know. I honestly don't know. The way that I'm looking at it right now, I mean, I wouldn't... Like, why would they essentially be like, yo, fucking new Battlefield, like, wouldn't they want to tote, like, oh, you're going to get this, and the fucking other thing. And they're just, like, when they came out with this and they were announcing it, they were just like, yo, it's fucking Cops and Robbers, go have fun. Like I'm very bitter about this because I... live.
You're bitter about a free beta that you're getting to play now instead of waiting till October for free?
No, I'm bitter about, well, it's fucking EA. Like, I'm pissed at the fact that, like, their business, I'm not a fan of their business models, like, at all. Like, fucking at all. But this is something that, like I said, like, I'm used to, you know, my shooter of choice is Counter-Strike, okay? This is easily something like if you're comparing Battlefield 4 to Battlefield Hardline, like, this is something in my eyes that would be like a texture pack on Counter-Strike that's free to download, like that, and a different game mode with slightly different mod. Like, this is a mod. This is something that you could put on a server that people have made, like Warcraft mod. This is like Warcraft mod of Counter-Strike, which is free to play. It's in the complete, it's the same fucking game client. It's the same shit. All it is just like, okay, these are the files that we implemented onto our server to give you a different gameplay experience. But it's the same fucking game, and it's like, you know, it's the same basis. I feel like that's what this is, and that's what EA could have done, but because EA is like, oh yeah, we're just gonna, you know, take the, this is a different game because we fucking said so kind of model. Like,
I think you're judging too early and too harshly.
I don't know.
There's plenty of time for them to actually have a full game worth of content and have it be worth a new game price without just coming across as Battlefield 4 with a new picture stapled on top of it.
That's,
again, it comes out, what, October?
Well, and that's the thing. It's so, October. That's what? That's how many months away?
Enough.
Like four? No. What? It's June? Is it still June? I forget what fucking month it is.
Yeah, 4 months away.
July, August, September, October. Yeah, fucking 4 months. You really think they're going to like bang out a bunch of extra content like that in 4 months? Realistically? Realistically.
How long have they been working on the game?
Well, Battlefield 4 came out, what, 2 years ago? 1 year ago? Two years ago?
You're only seeing a small portion of the game.
Yeah, but I mean, it's...
They're not going to give you the entire game in a free beta.
No, I understand that. But even betas that I've done for other games, like, you can tell right away, like, oh, this is a different experience. Like, I did the beta for CSGO, and it is a different game. It's a completely different, okay, like,
well,
setup.
I think you're judging too harshly and too early. Like, when the full game comes out, if it's literally Battlefield 4 with a new skin on top of it, I would get pissed. But as of now, we don't know what the full game is going to be.
I could see
why you would be tentative to wanting to get the full game, but to just outright say it's the same exact game, just a mod, right now when we haven't seen the full experience, I think you're jumping the gun.
Well, again, like I said, with my first impressions of it, with playing the actual game and comparing it to Battlefield 4, like, I feel like this is just a mod. That's just how I feel about it. But that's just me. So.
And it seems like what a lot of people would want is more Battlefield.
Well, that's the thing. Like,
just a new setting, new visuals.
I don't feel like I'm getting more Battlefield. I feel like I'm getting less Battlefield, honestly.
Why?
I don't. It's just, you know, I play Battlefield for the large scale, like, crazy shit that happens, and this is like.
And that still might happen. They're not going to show all the best stuff in the beta. They're going to hold back some of the surprises.
Well, I don't know.
Some of the crazy shit.
We'll see.
There's still months. There's still plenty of time to...
We'll revisit this topic.
I'm sure we will.
But, you know, first impressions, that's how I feel about it. Anything else that's like, you know... That came out recently.
So, THQ.
What?
Wait.
What?
Nordic Games, the people who bought, like, they bought the Darksiders IP.
Yeah.
A couple other things. Apparently, they own the THQ trademark, and they're looking to release some of the games as THQ.
Huh.
So THQ might not be fully dead. I mean, in essence it is, but the trademark and all that, we might still see THQ games come out. Then again, this is like saying Atari.
Well, games, yeah,
when that thing has been dead and sold multiple times.
Oh yeah.
But
yeah, I just thought PlayStation
it'd be funny to mention that
Atari
given
games
our first episode was talking about THQ 90 times. And I have a cat climbing on me.
Potato. Yeah, that sounds wonderful. Is that right, Potato?
That's Potato.
Jesus Christ. It's a thing. It is a thing. I forget what else came out recently.
Well, it's...
What came out this past week?
It's summer. UFC came out. It's summer. There's not a lot of shit coming out right now. Talk some more about your Wii U experience. Like, what else have you picked up so far? What have you been playing so far?
Well, I haven't really had a chance to sit down and play it, like, other than Mario Kart. So Mario Kart's pretty much the only thing I've been playing for it, because I had to wait until my Nintendo ID
account,
right, because I had it linked to yours, which they were extremely helpful for, and it did not take long at all. I think I called them on a Saturday. Yeah, I called them on a Saturday, and my Nintendo ID was transferred by Monday.
That's good.
And then I registered it, and then I just had to wait like a day or two for it to show up to do the survey thing so I can get the points.
Oh,
and then
what game did you pick?
Pikmin 3.
You play that yet?
No, it just finished downloading last night. But I ended up, I picked that up because of Jordan. I wanted to have like something there that she could play too, because she's not that good at Mario Kart. So, but I think I might end up using some of my Club Nintendo points, because I think some of them expire on like the 20-somethingth. I have like 70 that expire on the 20-somethingth. So I might end up picking up Mario Party 2.
Okay.
Don't
forget, for that, you actually need to play it in Wii mode.
Okay.
Instead of Wii U mode. So you would need to get, like, Wiimotes and sync them to it.
Yeah, it have Wiimotes.
But it's pretty much just playing it, like, on the Wii.
On a Wii.
Yeah. Like, there's no gamepad integration. I would look more into...
Like
what's the other virtual console game that's available right now?
The Kirby one?
Well, yeah, I'd go with that one.
Yeah, but I already have that stuff on the Wii. Like, I specifically wanted to try and use, like, my coins to try and get stuff that... Like, the 64 stuff. That's why I was thinking Mario Party 2, because then... Oh, yeah, I forgot there's motorcycles. This guy's fucking riding around on a motorcycle.
I'm hoping that they'll bring N64 games to the Wii U officially instead of just in Wii mode.
In Wii mode?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be really, really nice. I honestly... I didn't really feel like there was much in Club Nintendo? Yeah, Club Nintendo shop that I can spend my coins on. That's really
well, every month there's new games. There's two for each.
Well, that's the thing that's like bumming me out right now, is because I have points that are going to expire. They have like nothing that I could really do with that I want to. But I finally reached gold status.
Yay.
So that's a thing, I guess.
Platinum, sucker.
Well, I mean... You have a much bigger collection.
I hope you enjoy your calendar when you get it.
Do I get a calendar?
Probably.
Cool.
The gold level's usually a calendar. Or I think you get to choose from a downloadable game, too.
Oh, that'd be nice. I like downloadable stuff.
Depends on the offerings.
They've
definitely gone down in recent years.
Oh, there is something that's going to be starting in like a day or two. That you're probably not going to care about.
Huh.
Steam Summer Sale.
Ah.
There has, as far as I know, there hasn't been anything that's been, like, leaked or, you know, speculated as far as, you know, that shit is concerned. But, I don't know. I kind of wish I had a couple more Deutschbergs to fuck with it, but.
Well, you just got a Wii U. Stop bitching.
I know. See, the problem is like I'm still going through a bunch of my back catalog from the from the winter sale. So it's not like I really want to like I don't want to spend money right now, but I know there's going to be something that I really want that's going to go on sale stupid cheap and I'm going to be like fuck.
And you just got a Wii U.
I know. There's so much stuff I want on the Wii U too. So that's
I could always let you borrow something here.
Ooh, yeah. I might want to borrow something then. I want to bring something home. Yeah, Jordan and I have been playing. Actually, Jordan and I have been playing stuff on the Wii. We've been playing the Rayman Raven Rabbids.
Oh God.
Things. So we're playing through. I think it was number 2 that we were playing through recently, and. There was a game that we had to play that it's essentially like, it's a rhythm game, you know, it's kind of like a, like, you know, fucking rhythm heaven-y kind of thing. But it was, I think the first one was Satisfaction from the Rolling Stones. And I'm like, are they really going to have like the whole song in this? And you go in, it's like you pick an instrument. It's the whole, it's like the whole fucking song. Like it's not like a part of it. And then like, it's just a verse and a chorus. Like, no, it's like intro, verse, chorus, like solo, like everything. And I'm just like, holy fuck, man. Like these things are just keep going. Like they did that. They had a, we did Smoke on the Water. We did, what the fuck else did we do? I don't know. There was a bunch of them, but I was just like, oh my God, like they're not like half-assing this at all. But yeah, so that's the thing. Did, so we've been playing that. What else have we been playing? One thing that I actually really want to play, you know, either today or tomorrow, whenever I get a chance, I want to play the update that they did for Trials Fusion.
What kind of update was there?
The online tournaments.
Huh.
So they just added that stuff in. So I'm really excited for that. Really, really excited for that. So that should be a lot of fun. This commercial is out of control.
So some... just for you, Diablo news.
2.1.
Well, June 24th.
June 24th?
The final day of the auction house.
Completely closing. Well, it's been closed for a while now. What it is now is it's just like anybody that still had stuff in their, like their auction house, like bank. Essentially,
mm-hmm.
That they never took out. That'll be the last day that you could take stuff out of the bank. Which, effectively, at this point, if you're still playing the game even a little bit, like anything that's in the bank is so fucking outdated. It's not like you even want it anyway. So, it's fucking whatever. But yeah, in actual like interesting Diablo news, 2.1 should be hitting the PTR like very soon. Like, very, very soon. So, I'm interested in that, because that they're starting seasons. So, essentially, like, if you played Diablo 2 at all, it's going to be kind of like how the ladders were, but they're going to... It's a little different, so just, like, read up on some of that stuff. I won't go in ad nauseum into Diablo news, because I know I'm the only person that cares.
Yeah. But you care enough for the entire world.
I do. I really do. Like that's why I'm so excited that I ended up getting my webcam and stuff like that, because now I just need to get a decent internet connection. I'm probably going to start streaming, because like it's like the only game I care about like ever. So yeah, Diablo 2.1 is going to be a lot of fun.
Diablo.
What else?
I know there were two games that just came out for Xbox One this week.
What was that?
Digital games, Outlast.
Oh.
Which made it over from PC and PS4, finally.
Nope, the game.
Along with the DLC. And then we saw this right before we started recording, 60-second shooter Prime.
Which essentially looks like
it looks like minute-long versions of Geometry Wars.
Yeah.
And I think it looks pretty interesting.
It looks neat. I mean, it looks good, you know.
Kind of wish we snuck in a game or two before we started recording, but...
It's whatever.
PS4 announced that they're finally going to be having preloading coming to games.
Oh, okay. So essentially, like how Steam does it.
Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah, that was one thing that I really loved about Steam, because I ended up pre-ordering Borderlands 2 when it came out on Steam. So essentially, like before the game came out, it downloaded all the shit onto my laptop, and then as soon as fucking like 12:01 hit, I was able to play the game, which was fucking awesome. Like that was great. So.
Did I talk about how cheap I got Borderlands 2
on the Vita last week? Yeah.
Did I mention that last week?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I really don't remember most of last week's episode.
I would imagine that you wouldn't, considering like how fucked up on drugs you were. No.
Yeah, even like writing up the headlines and the description for the different releases, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck happened. Because
I was fucked up on drugs.
Gone.
That's okay.
I was beyond gone.
You were beyond
gone
7.
I know we
7.
Talked a lot of E3 news, but...
We tried touching on every single thing that we could E3-wise, so...
Yeah. So who do you think won E3?
Nintendo. Fucking Nintendo.
Yeah.
Like, hands down, dude. Like, and anybody... Honestly, anybody that thinks differently is just being...
A fanboy.
Yeah, they're objectifyingly looking at it,
because Lord knows I was rooting for Microsoft, but
I was rooting for Microsoft too.
I think everyone had good shows. There were no horrible shows this year, thankfully.
No, there weren't. Actually, except EA's was fucking terrible.
I don't count them.
I fucking
them and
Ubisoft. So the big, we're talking big three.
Yeah, we're talking the only three that matter.
Okay, well then, yeah, no, I don't think there were any bad shows in my opinion.
Just Nintendo.
I was very... I mean, like, Sony's wasn't bad, but I was just kind of like, meh, because a lot of the stuff that they were showing was all third-party stuff that was multi-platform.
Yeah.
So I was just kind of like, you know, okay, like, everybody's getting this, so why are you all fucking gung-ho about being able to show people, because they'll still be able to get it on anything else. So,
but there's exclusive content on PS4.
Am I the only person that doesn't give a fuck about exclusive content?
No, like I don't care about most of it. Like, as cool as the idea of having, like, a Last of Us stage in Diablo 3 is, I don't care enough to want to get it on the PS4. Because I don't want my PS4 to melt.
Yeah, basically. Don't play anything other than pinball on your fucking PS4 or else it's going to blow up.
Speaking of pinball, there's something. Zen Pinball and... Pinball FX2 is getting a Deadpool table next week.
A Deadpool?
Yes.
Deadpool.
Yes.
Not Walking Dead.
Nope. Deadpool.
Fuck, I need to get that. Like, I really need that. Son of a beach.
Indeed. So that should be pretty awesome. I always thought that the problem with pinball is it doesn't tell me I suck enough.
Yeah, that could be a problem. Ah, there we go.
Yeah, I think it's safe to just admit finally that the computer...
I don't know what
just stops recording out of nowhere.
I don't fucking know why,
so,
man.
So I talked about Deadpool, and then it's like, no, you're done recording.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's bullshit. It's bullshit.
It's all like, bitch. And yeah. We're all like, bitch. And it's all like, bitch.
It's like, bitch.
But while it was off, we said, what the hell, let's try that 60-second shooter Prime.
Yeah, and it's fun. It's really fun. It's, very, very
it
fun.
It really is just Geometry Wars on a one-minute timer.
Yep. Now, there's the one-minute timer, but at least, like, there's another mode called Infinity Mode where you try and build the timer up instead of it, like, constantly running out.
Yeah, there's a power-up, an hourglass power-up, where in normal 60-second mode, it slows time so that you can get your precision shooting on. But in infinity mode, those hourglasses instead give you extra time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So that's
the
thing.
It's fun as hell. It's everything you would want out of a Geometry Wars-type game. Lots of shooting.
Yeah.
Lots of geometric shapes.
Mm-hmm. Lots of style choices.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. I think this Twitch stream that we're watching is just like, it's the most basic Twitch stream I've ever seen in my entire life.
Just a dude.
It's literally just like his screen, and he has a green screened version of him, like, on top of it.
Which a lot of them have, but they also usually have, like, counters and how many subscribers they have and
their
latest donations, and this dude is sucking a dick right at the end here.
Yeah, this guy's fucking terrible.
This guy just looks like... I don't think I want to watch this guy.
No, this guy's bad. He's really bad.
And he's playing
How's that? How does that bucket of salt taste? That's what somebody said in his chat. Because he just went from first to fourth. Because fuck you, that's
like
why.
A boner.
Like a bitch. Like a bitch.
Like a business.
Yeah, man, I mean, there's not too much that we can talk about the week after E3.
Yeah, I mean, like all the big news is pretty much...
It's all like, yo, fucking E3 happened. Ooh, actually, here's something that I didn't think about that we could talk about as well.
See, this is why I was going to have Henry Jones come on to talk, but you're like, I forgot the cord.
I forgot the cable. I'm sorry.
I don't have the cable. I'm
sorry. I'm sorry. I forgot the fucking cable. But Watch Dogs, there was,
which I still haven't gone back and played more of.
Some people that have the PC version found files within the game that
I saw about
them. Yeah, that have the texture packs that they used for the E3 reveal of Watch Dogs, and it looks better than like what they actually released for like the PC version.
Does it not only looks better, but it runs better.
It runs better too.
Which I think is hilarious. So you can get the visual experience from the E3 demo.
Yeah.
And it runs better.
And it runs better.
Which is that's pretty fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Well, I mean it's not hilarious because that's not good for them.
It looks like Ubisoft pretty much gimped their own game.
Yeah, which...
For no reason.
It doesn't seem like they had a legitimate reason to be in like, no, that's... No.
A lot of people think that even with the delay, it was kind of rushed out to release, and now it looks like it really might have been.
Yeah, I think it definitely was. Wow, this guy is getting fucked.
God.
That's hilarious. Yeah, those tires. I didn't know you can go through that. Yeah, he just got like 7 shells like fucking thrown at him right in a row. That was great. We should not watch Twitch streams while we're trying to do the podcast.
Why not? It gives us something to talk about.
I don't know, man.
It's the week after E3. We don't have shit to say.
Yeah, that's true, but they can't see what we're seeing.
We're watching Mario Kart. If you can imagine Mario Kart, you're pretty much on the ball where you should be.
I guess.
The only problem is, I can't see what place this dude is in.
Yeah, because
he's covering the fucking area like a... dick hole.
Yeah, I can't see. Maybe he's just doing that so that when people are watching his stream, they're just not like, wow, this guy's fucking terrible because he's in like 12th place. So you can't see it because his body's in front of it. That's smart. That's actually really smart.
True. Ah, your star ran out while you were in the grass. You stupid asshole.
Oh, on the fucking third lap he gets that? That's some horse shit. Yeah, what did he get?
So, what place was he?
Fifth.
Aha, you still suck.
Why are they only racing with 9 people? Oh, I guess he's in a private game.
Maybe.
Fuck
so, it. I'm not going to watch some guy who's covering his place like a bitch.
Call of Cardi, Modern Shellfare.
I thought that was the one that we were... Yeah, that's the one we were doing. And fuck him.
I like the name of it, though. Mario Fart 8.
Oh, and now it's that douche again. God, why can't we find a good one? I guess we'll go back to the girl racing.
Yeah, she's not good. Everybody's just watching her stream because she's a girl.
She has boobs. This might be one of the least interesting podcasts we've ever had.
It's probably the worst. This is like the worst podcast
ever.
No,
Tim could be here.
Yeah, it could be worse.
So, I have been playing...
Yeah, what have you been playing, Joe?
I haven't... She just got knocked off the side. I haven't, because of the whole back surgery, I haven't really had the drive to play much. I did try the Destiny Alpha.
What did you think of that?
I enjoyed what I played, but from what I heard, I've played it kind of wrong.
How do you play a how do you play a fucking beta wrong?
Well, it's not that I played it wrong, but I went at it wrong based on what other people have said. I started the game, and it kind of just drops you into the world. It doesn't tell you much. I'm exploring, running around. You can check your waypoints and where you're supposed to go. And I did that, and I would follow the waypoints. I find some enemies, come across them, take them out, go through a building area, still following the waypoints at the beginning of the game. And near the end of where I stopped playing, the one enemy came up called like a wizard or something like that. And it's apparently like one of the first mini bosses that you come across in the game. And it wrecked my
It fucked your day up.
Oh my God. And not only would it just destroy me, but when I would respawn, like, it's back to full health, and I couldn't get past it. So I took a break from it, fully intending to go back
and just never went
give
back
it another
to it.
Go. And by the time I went back, the
it was
alpha
already
was over.
Yeah. You fucked up.
But yeah, from what
dude,
people...
how many fucking mushrooms is this chick gonna get? Jesus Christ.
Well, she's in like shit place.
Yeah, but like she ended up getting like 12 mushrooms in that race.
Might be frantic.
That's ridiculous. That's bullshit.
But
fucking bullshit.
From what people have told me, my problem was that I didn't really explore much and try leveling a bit before going after that dude.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that
so
happening.
So he just wrecked my shit. But I've seen people
games,
who put hours upon hours into it.
See, I like games that have that kind of leveling system that isn't just like, you know, oh, just naturally progress through the game and everything that we throw at you is naturally going to be only slightly more difficult so you could blow right through it.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely want to, like, you know, I want to do something like that where, you know, I have to grind a little bit to get through the part because I don't want it to just be like breeze right through the fucking thing and then just, you know.
Yeah.
That's just not, that's not interesting to me, so.
And then the other games I've been playing is I've been, you know, since I just got that iPad last week as my pity present for being in the hospital, I picked up the iTunes ports of Dragon Quest VIII and Final Fantasy VI. Fully intending to put a shitload of time into them because they're both amazing games.
And you haven't done anything?
And instead, I've been putting a shitload of time into Angry Birds Epic.
Oh, you should be ashamed of yourself.
And it's a lot of fun. It's actually enjoyably fun. I'm having
That's
fun
the
just...
RPG that they came out
yeah.
with?
Yeah. It's a nice little twist on the whole Angry Birds franchise.
Yeah. That's, I mean, that's...
It's fun. Cool, it's Angry Birds. It's fun. I mean, I've already beaten Final Fantasy VI multitudes of times.
Yeah.
So it's not like I don't know what's there.
Yeah, yeah, I guess that's true.
Dragon Quest VIII, I like how they handled it. The visuals look fantastic for a PS2 game on the iPad. And it's, instead of like a horizontal display, it's designed as a vertical display.
Oh, that's cool.
And it actually works with how they did it, so.
Yeah, well, that's good. Very, very good.
That's my contribution to what I've been playing.
Oh, my God. I can't. These commercials with all this food is driving me fucking nuts because I'm hungry.
Why are they showing so many fucking Miracle Whip commercials, too?
Because.
Like, this is three in a row.
Four. It's four.
Oh, my God.
Miracle Whip, like, I guess Miracle Whip is paying to have Twitch run their commercial today a lot.
Like, whatever. Usually it starts, you know, you'll get a commercial
well,
when
no, the,
you start
the reason
a stream.
Why, well, no, the reason why they're running a bunch of commercials now is because I think she's on the shitter or something. Like, she just ran to the bathroom or something.
Maybe.
Yeah, because she's not there. See? I don't know. I have
she's
no idea.
She's pooping.
She's pooping.
Pooping.
No clue.
I've never had more people excited about the fact that I pooped than when I went to the doctor yesterday for my checkup. And because because I had surgery, you know, they want to make sure
fucking,
that you're not blocked up or anything. So they're like, when our nurse called you earlier in the week, they said that you hadn't pooped yet So I want to know if you've pooped. And I said, yes, I've pooped. And it's even more awkward because it's a girl I went to high school with.
I shit today. Who is the nurse.
And like when I said, yes, I've pooped, like her and Ashley, I thought they were going to high five and start
dancing.
Yeah,
he shit.
So last night I went and she's my friend on Facebook. So I just sent her a message on Facebook that said, I'm pooping. And she replied this morning, like, I'm so excited.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
That's how awkward things get after you graduate high school, kids.
Not for me. I barely talk to anybody that I graduated with. And when I do, it's pretty much just like, oh, what have you been doing? Oh, I've just been working, or I have a kid, or fucking blah, 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 blah. What are you up to? Oh, well, you know, I play music and fucking blah, 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 blah. Oh, well, that's cool. Glad to see that you're not, like, working a dead-end job like everybody else that went to high school.
Sorry if this makes noise, but one of the cats is making noise behind the cat. Get the fuck out! What are you doing?
I don't know.
Oh, fucking cats.
They're all interested that I'm here, because I'm, like, never here.
So, god damn, what the
music?
Fuck can we talk about?
We're technically at, like, 50-something.
Really?
I mean, there's gaps in there, but fucking, dude, there's not much. Guys, I'm sorry. Do we have any emails? We don't have any emails, do we?
Let me check.
I'm going to say probably not.
Let's see. The SML podcast, congratulations. You have the chance to win $100 million. I'm going to guess that's not real. And Randall Drew subscribed to us on YouTube.
Well, what the fuck? That doesn't help at all.
They are not helping at all.
It's okay. You know what? Sometimes,
you guys.
Guys, sometimes you have to have a slow week.
Yeah. Like
this was a slow week.
For next week, email us, thesmlpodcast@gmail.com. I'm trying to get a new guest for this show.
A new one?
Yes, someone brand new. For my whole surgery thing, Ian, regular guest, Jesus. He sent me something called a man crate. Have you heard of these?
I have not.
They're pretty much gifts that are meant to be for men.
Okay.
So mine was called the Retro Gamer Man Crate. It was shipped to me, and it's an actual wooden crate.
Awesome.
That comes with a crowbar.
Awesome.
Open it up, and inside is like a generic NES.
Okay.
Like one of the knockoff ones. That
oh, okay. Yeah, like a RetroCon.
It's that one sitting over there.
Oh, cool.
But it's an NES. They included two games. I could give a fun story about that one. And then there was like a whole bunch of different candies in there, like Mike and Ike's and Nerds. And
I love Mike and Ike's.
Bottle caps that Ashley stole. Red Vines.
There's bottle caps right over there.
Yeah, those are the ones Ashley stole.
Sixlets? I see a lot of Sixlets over there.
No, we got those at Target.
Oh, okay.
But it's just...
I want Mike and Ike's. Where'd you get Mike and Ike's?
From the crate.
Hook a brother up with
those are gone.
Fuck! I love Mike and
Ike's. I destroyed those like it owed me money.
Ugh, I love Mike and Ike's.
Fuck yeah. But it's just a crate full of cool shit. Except for me.
I've seen the loot chest ones.
Yeah.
Or loot crate or whatever.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking about signing up for one of those, but I don't know. I don't have them. I can't even justify paying monthly for a fucking video game subscription, so I'm not going to pay monthly for something like that. So,
but the crates, they can be kind of expensive. Like, we thought they were so cool that for Father's Day, we ordered her dad, like, an outdoor survival one.
Yeah.
Which has, like, I should just pull up the site.
There you go. That'd probably be best.
Man, crates. I feel bad that like I'm making
noise
trying to hold this properly again.
Well, you know, it happens. Whatever. Listen,
no one cares.
Nobody cares about the production quality as much as I thought they would. So, fucking whatever. YOLO, man.
Load, you son of a bitch.
Yoloft. Dude, Yoloft. You only live a few times. It's the truth.
This fucking thing just doesn't want to load right now.
Low ad. That's because you've got like Twitch on there, and then you've got like stuff going on over there, and like stuff going on over there.
Okay, here we go. Let's see. They have a slaughterhouse crate, which is a bunch of different beef jerkies and snacks.
Slaughterhouse. That's appealing.
The clean shave crate, which has like straight razors and all that kind of cool stuff.
That's pretty awesome.
We got my dad, we got the zombie suppression crate.
Okay.
They're kind of pricey. This one is $140.
Jesus.
It includes a gator machete, like an 11-inch blade machete.
Okay.
With a case. Comes with an axe and knife combo. So it's like an axe with a knife blade in the handle.
Jeez.
Zombie survival guide, the book from Max Brooks. Flashlight, first aid kit, duct tape, spam, the crowbar to open the crate. Like, look, that's all the...
Oh, that's badass.
And it all comes packed in a crate to make you feel like a man for opening it.
That's kind of awesome. That's cool. That's probably the part of it that I'm most interested in, where it's just like, it's in a giant fucking crate.
Ashley's dad, we got like an outdoor survival crate, which has like a multi-tool with like a hammer, axe, shovel with like different heads that you can swap on and off. They have a gone fishing crate with like different lures, and like there's Gatorade and sunflower seeds and...
Oh, totally.
They have a bunch of different kind, and they're really cool. And I actually, in my retro gamer crate, it comes with two games.
Right. Which two games were they?
I got Championship Bowling and Urban Champion.
Okay.
Like, dog shit horrible games.
Well.
So I emailed the company.
Oh, God.
Let me see if I can pull up the emails.
Oh, God. Here we go. I'm very upset that you didn't give me, like, a $30 game.
No, I actually had fun with it.
I'm interested. I'm interested and I'm not interested at the same time. I don't know. Ah. Let's see.
My first email to them was, hey, all, I just went through spinal fusion surgery on Monday, and to make my recovery better, a good friend bought me the Retro Gamer Crate. Imagine my shock when I open a box to see a goddamn crate. Open it, and it's packed with awesome snacks and an NES-ish thing.
NES-ish thing.
I was pumped. This is how you recover. Propped up on the couch playing some NES. I even saw two games were enclosed. What could they be? Mega Man, Contra, Mario? Nope. Championship Bowling and Urban Freakin' Champion. I won't say anything against bowling because it could be a hidden gem, but giving somebody Urban Champion is just cruel. I honestly thought it was an outlawed form of torture. But it's okay. Everything else was very awesome. This is my first experience with man crates, and I can't wait to pass it on to somebody else down the line. Just promise me you won't give anybody else Urban Champion again. I'll take a bullet for the team. Might as well, since I'm crippled now anyway. For the good of future men. Keep being awesome. Joe Camisa. And I got a reply back. Dear Awesome Joe, thanks for the feedback. It sounds like you got the short end of the randomly selected stick. I just can't bear the thought of you having to suffer through an agonizing round of Urban Champion again. Also, to couple that, we sent bowling, which would be okay if there was something with it that was actually attention-grabbing. Friends come over, play bowling, drunk a night in, play something more awesome. I'd be more than happy to send you something more awesome just because. I just need to confirm you're the Joe I think you are based on my order sleuthing, and he found my address, Danville, PA.
Yeah.
He said, let me know if it matches up with you. Once I've heard back, I will enter the warehouse and hand select a way more awesome game from our giant bin of retro goodness. And we just chatted back and forth from there, and I asked him if he'd be interested in coming on the podcast to talk about man crates.
I'm so down for that.
And we swapped emails. I told him about us recording today, and that if he was free at like 11 a.m. that we might be on Skype, but somebody doesn't have
the cord. I'm sorry.
How could you not be prepared for that?
I didn't know.
But yeah, I replied back. I said, I am indeed the fabled Joe from Danville, PA. The honor is yours, I'm sure. I appreciate your offer to send me something less soul-crushing than Urban Champion. That is incredibly generous of you guys and only makes me more in love with man crates. In fact, my wife and I actually ordered two crates already. The outdoor survival crate for her father for Father's Day and the zombie survival crate for my dad, same occasion. My dad's a bit more demented, so I can't wait to hear his reaction to the gift. I'm not sure how you guys handle interview requests, but I do a weekly podcast that nobody listens to or cares about, and I'd love to have someone from the company come on to talk about man crates and stuff in general.
That nobody listens to or cares about.
It's mostly...
That's the best way to reel them in, Joe.
It really is, and it's very accurate.
Yeah, it's accurate. So it's like, they can't turn around and be like, oh, well, we didn't get any kind of fucking exposure, because it's like, yo, we told you up front, yeah. Like, nobody gives a shit. Like...
I said, it's mostly a video game podcast, so the retro gamer crate qualifies as relevant already, and then we usually just bullshit for an hour or so. Structure is for chumps. Not sure if anyone would be interested in coming on or not, but we are always looking for some new guests. Speaking of the retro crate, it was magically fantastic. I destroyed that box of Mike and Ike like it bullied me in high school. The Red Vines followed a similar fate. Thankfully, I have a few NES games still, so I played some Wizards and Warriors and Mega Man 2. But my wife took that time to steal my box of bottle caps. She said I can have some when I catch her and take them.
That's cruel.
And then I suggested that for future gamer crates, they should add some beef jerky because nerds love us some beef jerky. You're a vegan. You're not allowed to comment
now,
on that.
Now, to be fair, there's a company called Primal that makes vegan jerky, and it's great. It's fucking fantastic. It's delicious.
And then I got his reply. Thanks for regaling me with the tales of your candy and 8-bit destruction. I can imagine there was not a piece of sugary goodness that escaped the clutches of your digestive system. Wizards and
these emails are fucking fantastic.
I know. Wizards and Warriors is clutch. I frickin' love that game. Also, thanks for the invite on your podcast. We'd love to chat about that. If you would, please send me some email info on the podcast. You can email me directly. Whoa, I just gave you my personal work email. This is getting serious.
Don't you have to at least like buy them dinner first?
I love the greetings as well. Like, his first reply was, Dear Awesome Joe. So I replied back, Dear More Awesomer James. And then he replied, Most Esteemed Joe.
Mostest Esteemedest. Something like that.
So
next time, we
hopefully we can get him on, talk about man crates. I think that would be a potentially fantastic interview.
It'd be a lot of fun. I'm totally fine with that.
Sometime down the line, we'll see.
Something. Like that, maybe. We'll
maybe
see.
Maybe when we have more to talk about in general.
Yeah.
But fuck it, we'll keep this one short this week. Music this week. I know Overclocked Remix just put out a new Mario Remix album.
Another one?
So yeah, like their 48th album now.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
So fuck it, we'll rock some Mario.
Okay. Any final words?
Forgiveness, please, for a horrible episode.